I'm waiting another few seconds till it becomes 6 o'clock. So the Gemara said before that the Mishnah, our Mishnah said, Alameis Bogzayas Menameis. That was Remeir's Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda's Mishnah left out Alameis, because if Gzayas Menameis is Metame, for sure, Meis is Metame. When Sumchas came into Rabbi Yehuda's Beit Medrash and sent over Remeir's Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda got upset, because why do you have to say Alameis? Isn't it Zayas Menameis Koskein the whole Meis? So Rabbi Yaisi reacted, and we'll start from the beginning of the page. I'm Rabbi Yaisi. Yaimru Meir Shachav, the mayor was Nifter, Yehuda Kos, Rabbi Yehuda's upset, and Yaisi Shasak, and Rabbi Yaisi's keeping quiet, so automatically they'll assume that there's no answer, and it'll be time people will not take Rameir's opinion seriously, because it's an obvious question and no answer. Matahira Matahira, what will happen to Tara if we don't have Rameir respected to the proper level? I'm Rabbi Yaisi, so Rabbi Yaisi gave the answer. That the word lemeis is to include a mace that doesn't have a xayas of flesh on it. It is a little baby that there is no xayas of flesh on it. And therefore, since there's no xayas of flesh on it, it is no xayas min hamace. So it's still metame because it's a mace. It's a whole mace. Fact the Gemara. Yaladai Yaimru, supposed to be Yaimru. We said before that one of the things mentioned in the Mishnah was Avram and Ames. So if you have an Avram and Ames, right, so wouldn't that mean for sure the whole Ames? So you're right. So Zayas and Ames, you can answer me to Ames without Zayas Basar. But what are you going to say about it's Avram and Ames? So for sure a whole Ames has an Avram and Ames. And for the Gemara, Ella Kedi Amar Rabbi Yechanan, it is talking about a fetus who was miscarried, whose limbs have not been attached yet with the sinews that attach the limbs to each other. And in order for a mace, for an Avram and a mace to be metame, there has to be three ingredients in the limb. There has to be bone, flesh, and sinews. And if there's no sinews, then it's not considered an Avram and a mace. So here you have a whole fetus, obviously very little, that it has not even progressed to the stage that the limbs are attached through these gidden. And the Mishnah is telling me it's metame because it's a whole mace. Just like he said it on a Mishnah in Aulis, which we will get to in a moment. Our Mishnah, when it says mace, is also talking about a nephil that the gidden have not developed yet. It's a whole mace without gidden. Now, when we say kida amar abyechon, it's a very important thing I'm going to say now, because it's going to be the geya when we learn the rush. There's a Mishnah in all of us that has the same problem. It says there that the following things are metame ba'ayho, if they're in a room with a person. It says ala mace, balzayas ben amace. Says the same thing there. The same problem we have here, we have there. Rabbi Yochanan answered that Mishnah that is talking about a nefesh when this guy should be bar begidim. So he said it on the Mishnah in Aulis. And we are bringing it to our Mishnah. Just like he answered the Mishnah in Aulis, the same question. Over there also the Mishnah said, Alameis, Alzayas, Menameis. And he answered it by saying that it's talking about a fetus that the limbs have not been attached by sinews. So also, over here, we're going to take this answer that he says in Masechtas Chulin to answer a Mishnah in Aulis. We're going to bring it to Masechtas Nazir to answer a Mishnah in Nazir. Rava Amar, Rava says, V'nitzucha al l'rayv binyanay u l'rayv binyanay she'em b'hem rayv ha'atamas. Now, in our Mishnah, we said that if you have most of the number of limbs, they did not mention that in our Mishnah. our Mishnah did not mention one of the things that are metama b'ayol. And that is, if you have 120 pieces of 125 limbs, or the build, most of the build of the person, which is the two thighs and one leg, or according to one mandiyama, the two legs and one thigh, that's considered raiv binyanai, majority of his build. And that's metame, even if it doesn't have a quarter of a kav of bones. I mentioned yesterday that a quarter of a kav of bones, bone fragments, is metame, even if it doesn't, right, is metame. And what happens if you have a majority of bones of the body, 125 of them, but they don't equal a quarter of a kav? So the mace is telling me that that is metame, and it does, it would have to be megaleach. Now, he's not megaleach of a quarter of a kav of bones. That was one of the chidushim yesterday, that there's two tumas, and he becomes tumay, but he doesn't have to, for 7 days, and he doesn't have to be megaleach. That was a quarter of a kav of bones, till there's a half a kav, and a revius blood of a mace, which is metame and ba'ayol, but he doesn't have to be megaleach until there's a half a log. That's what we said yesterday in the Mishnah. But what we're saying here is that the word mace means a mace, meaning not a complete body. It means most of the number of bones, or most of the build of bones, even though they don't equal a quarter of a kav, which means a very, very tiny baby, if at all, you know, that's what it would have to be. And the Mishnah is saying that that's what the Mishnah means to include a mace. So we have two answers to our Mishnah. Either the case of Mishnah that the Mishnah said al mace means the fetus that did not develop enough to connect its limbs with these sinews, or it's talking about you have a cup of bone fragments that are most of the bones of the person, which 145, or most of the build of the person. So it's metame, even though it's not a quarter of a kav, but it would have to be the whole bone. I mean, it would have to be 125 whole egarim, but they're very, very small, and they don't equal, they're just bones. They don't have any meat. They don't have any gittin, so they're not aver menames. They're just bones menames. Now, we had in the Mishnah that bones menames are metame by themselves if there's a certain amount, but this is metame even if it's less than the amount, since you have 125 of them, or most of the build of the person. So I hope I'm explaining myself. If there's any question, please ask me so I can explain myself. Right, Dr. Rush. Nepo shenai niskashu evaro begin. That's the first rush I have on this Gemara. To me, it's at the top, there at the top of Nun Amud Aleph. Al eivu mimenu, eina megaleach, even the eim begin. It's a limb, it's not megaleach, because there's no gin. Daminan, the ain't a matama ba'ayo, ashe be masu basa begin that Thomas. Not matama ba'ayo until it has a little bit of three ingredients: flesh, gin, and bones. The raiv binyanai, the raiv binyanai. Raiv binyanai mefarish mekaman. The majority of the build, the Gemara will explain later on, is shnei shaykim, two thighs, two feet, the yerech echad, and one thigh. The raiv binyanai, I knew it's supposed to say kuf chav hay, because there's 248 limbs, so a majority would be 125. Even though it doesn't have a quarter of a kav of bones, if there's no majority of number or build, now the Rush is pointing out that even though a quarter of a kav will make the person tummy for 7 days, but the obligation of haircut wouldn't come unless there's a half a kav. We had that in the Mishnah. Now here, let me explain what the Rush is going to do. It's going to be a little bit of a long Rush, so let me explain. The question is, did Rava say this on our Mishnah? Or did Rava say it on the Mishnah in Ahalas, and we're bringing it here like we brought Rabbi Yochanan? See, by Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara said, Kidda Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Like Rabbi Yochanan said elsewhere, we are bringing it here. By Rava, we don't have Kidda Amar Rava. Because according to our Gersa, Rava said it here. He didn't say it in all of us. Some are Gairis, Kidda Amar Rava. Now, the problem with that Gersa is, because let me explain something, and this is going to be the key to understanding this next rush. The Mishnah in Aleph lists all the things that make a person tamei v'ayel. It leaves out Shedra and Gogilas. It doesn't mention them, which is the backbone and the skull. In this Mishnah, it lists everything, but it says Raiv Minyan Binyan there. There it says explicitly Raiv Minyan or Binyan. It says it in the Mishnah. Here, the Mishnah lists all the things that are Matameh, and it leaves out Raiv Minyan or Binyan, but it says Shedra V'Gailas. So they both are a list, and both leave out something. There, the Mishnah leaves out the backbone and the skull, which are Matameh by themselves, Ba'ayot, either of the two. And the Mishnah here mentions those, but there it mentions the majority of bones and the majority of build. Here it doesn't mention that. So when Rava answers Raiv Minyan or Binyan, he can't be going on that Mishnah because it says it over there. So mace can't mean in Mishnah. We're questioning what does the word mace include. So Rava can't say over there that it includes Raiv Minyan or Binyan. It says it the Farish. Therefore, Rava must have said his answer on this Mishnah, not on that Mishnah. That's what the Rush is going to point out at the beginning. Let's read the Rush. Yes, Svarim Garsim, that's what that Vav Yud Samach Gimel stands for. There are those Svarim that are Gairis, Kidda Amar Rava, Reinitzuka. Rabbi Yechon of Rava, Amri Tavayu, Amri Lemisayu, they both said their answer, Amasnis in the Aulus, on the Mishnah in Aulus, the Tali, Eilu Tmeyev Ba'el Ameis, Eilu Tmeyev Ba'amatame Ba'el. The following thing is Tamei Ba'ayo, and it says, Ameis, Uzayis, Ben Ameis. V'ikul Mifrak Kutubarakacha. And the same question that we asked here can be asked there. Uzayis, Mimeno, Matamei Ba'ayo, Kulilar Koshke. If Uzayis is Matamei, isn't it all Matamei? Now, the Epsil Ligriske, you can't say Kidda Amar Rava, that Rava said his answer over there. Because the Haba'olus, Tani Behedja, Raivat Samas. Marayv Haminyan, I'm Marayv Haminyan. It says clearly there, Raiv Haminyan, I'm Raiv Haminyan. Bone fragments to most of them. So it mentions that most of them are Matameh, even if it's not a Raiv Akav. If it's fragments, you need a Raiv Akav. If it's whole bones, you don't need a Raiv Akav. So therefore, that can't be the Girsa here. It can't be that we're bringing Rava's answer from there, because there the Mishnah says it beferish. So it couldn't be that that's what mace means, because the Mishnah said Raiv Minyan or Raiv Minyan there. So it must be Rava said it in our Mishnah, and he didn't say it in that Mishnah. So the Rush dismisses the Girsa of Kidda Amar Rava. It can't be that Rava said it on that Mishnah, because if Rava would have said it on that Mishnah, it wouldn't make any sense, because over there the Mishnah mentions Raiv Minyan by Minyan. So how could the Mishnah mean that was mace when it mentions that explicitly? So therefore Rava didn't say it there. Rava said it here, where it doesn't mention Raiv Minyan or Raiv Minyan. So Rava says, mace means Raiv Minyan or Raiv Minyan. Yes, Svarim Garsim, there's another Gersa. Which is an answer that works in the Sephthah Salus, because there the Mishnah didn't say Shadr Lugagailus. So some want to say that that's what mace means in our Mishnah. So the Kamam Paruch, and the reason they have this Gersa, is that later on the Gemara asks, Rava said that the Mishnah means, not necessarily our Mishnah, but a Mishnah means that it's talking about the backbone of the Lugailas. Therefore, they said, where did Rava say it? He must have said it over here. They say, obviously he said it here because we're quoting Rava and there's no Rava like that. Dr. Rice Valesa, it can't be. The half Yersa. Datana ben Masnis and Shadr ben Gailas. Our Mishnah did mention Shadr ben Gailas. So Rabbi couldn't have said it in our Mishnah. Again, our Mishnah can't be answered that it's Shadri V'Gagailus, because our Mishnah says Shadri V'Gagailus explicitly. So Mase can't mean that. Right? The Mishnah in Chulim can't mean Rai Minyan or Rai Binyan, because in Chulim and Mishnah in Aleph, because it mentions it explicitly. So there you can answer Shadri V'Gagailus. And here you answer Rai Minyan or Binyan. It's the one the Mishnah left out. Mase means the one that the Mishnah did not mention explicitly. Yohad the Parak the Kaman, Par Rava, I the Gemara quotes Rava. Where did Rava say it? Shitale, the Rava Mats, the Rava Le Matrik, Rava Le Shadri Gagailas, Gehati Le Matrik, Rava Bana Yad Minyana. It must be that Rava, we knew it by figuring it out. If Rava said it here, Rai Minyan, Rai Minyan, he probably would say the same thing on Shadri Gagailas. The Loyna Hirali. Dr. Rush, I don't like that shot. The E part of Mishum Denirulai, the Hashvas Hashadrava Gailas Rai Minyanai. If it's only because we figured out, since Rava said Rai Minyan, he also must mean Shadrava Gailas by itself. So my part of Amar Rava. So what are you asking Rava said? Masnisan Hibalas, Rai Minyanava, Rai Minyana, Shame Ben Raiva. So we can figure that out from the Mishnah. We didn't need Rava here to say Rai Minyan or Rai Minyan. And therefore, we figure out Shadra. Well, you can do that straight from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Rai Minyan and Rai Binyan and Aleph, and we can figure out Shadra. Therefore, the Rush doesn't like that Girsa either. But yes, Weimar. So the Rush says, the Hasim Linyan Ayo Mahan Masni. There is my Ayo. There we're talking about Ayo. Avahocha Maisi Raya Bimi Geluach Nazir Agiluach Nazir. See, there we're talking about Thomas Ayo. Here we're talking about a nazir taking a haircut and bringing kavanos. Right? The avagav the rabbi nami miboyle the shluy masnisin ba'olus can be church of Yechanan. Even though rabbi will answer the mission in Olus, like Rabbi Yechanan answered it, that it's talking about a fetus that didn't develop sinews. The kolmak and mistabrele the nazir megaleich haroy binyan v'roy binyan. Ukemasnisin the hacha lasuy roy binyan v'roy binyan. So basically, Rava is saying on our Mishnah, Rai Binyan, Rai Minyan. He's introducing that even though the Mishnah mentioned it in Olus for Tumah, here it's included that a Nazir take a haircut on it. Right? And he never answered Shadra B'Gagailas. And that was the Gemara quote that he said it on Shadra B'Gagailas is built on the fact that Rava felt that Shadra B'Gagailas is similar to Rai Minyan and Rai Binyan. I hope I explained myself. I haven't heard any questions, so I assume I did. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Agzayas mace, Vagzayas netzel. An agzayas of a mace, and an agzayas of this, what is he translated? Liquid? Liquid. Sorry?
I think he translated it as gel. Gel.
Gel, thank you. A gel from a mace. Ve'eza neto, what is neto? Basar hames shikaras, it is the flesh of a deceased that became gel. Umayhel shirsiach. How does he translate that?
Fluids of a corpse that bubble when heated.
Wait, I'm sorry, what was the first word?
Fluids.
Siach is bubbled. What's umayel?
Fluids.
Fluids.
What?
Fluids.
Fluids that bubble when heated. So in order, what is netzo? Exias of netzo is matami the person and makes the nazir redo his naziris. So now, right, so what do we say netzo? Netzo has to be either basar hames the gelled, or this fluid that heat bubbles when heated. Frank the Gemara, hey Chidami, what is the case? Is it that we have over here this gel or this fluid, and we don't know whether it came from the deceased or it came from something else? Kikaresh Mahavi, so how does gel prove anything? The Gemara at this point assumes that you could have the same outcome and it not be basar hames. And you can have the same outcome on fluid and it not be from the mace. So if you don't know it comes from the mace, how can you assume that and make the nazir take a haircut and bring korbanos? It might not be from the mace. El di adin and the didayu. The answer is you know that this is basar hamace, and you know this is fluid from the mace. So if that's the case, I'm a gamboi karas. Why do I have to care whether it gels or not? This is basar hamace. Basar hamace is matame b'gdayas. What does the gelling tell us is the question. If we don't know it's from the maize, then gelling doesn't prove anything. And if we do know it's from the maize, why do we need it to gel? That's the question of the Gemara. What is the gelling or heating up, the bubbling of the liquid prove to us? Either we know it's from the maize, then we don't need this test. And if we don't know it's from the maize, how can we tell the nazir to take a haircut and bring a carbon? It might not be from the maize. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Now, this is a very way the Rush learns is a very interesting Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyah says it won't gel unless it's from the maize, and it won't bubble unless it's from the maize. So, therefore, if we don't know, this is the test that will prove with certainty what it is. In the Gemara's Hagamina, the Gemara assumed that there are other things that can have the same outcome. And therefore the Gemara says, how does the test prove anything? It might be other things. The Gemara's answer is, no. Only this outcome of gelling or of bubbling when heated will only happen if it's from the maize, not if it has another source. And therefore, it's 100% proof that it's from the maize. The question was, how do you know? How can you tell the nazir to bring a carbon? Because it's 100% proof. This time, we don't know if it's from the mace or not. Ikaras mayahu. Ikaras dilmakicha beniyahu. It might be a fluid from his body that's not his body. It might be his, what is he called, kicha beniyahu? His spit and snot. Is that what he says?
Liver or mucus.
What?
Saliva or mucus?
I can't hear you.
Saliva.
Saliva or mucus.
Saliva or mucus, thank you. Saliva or mucus. Saliva or mucus of a mace is not matame. So how do we know whether this is liquid from the body of the mace or liquid from something in the mace that's not part of his body, really, which is saliva and mucus? The answer is the bubbling test. The gelling or bubbling test? I'm sorry?
Not matame.
I didn't hear.
He's asking why.
Kichor v'niyah is not matame. Correct. Kichor v'niyah are not matame.
He's asking why.
Who's asking?
Avram.
Oh, I didn't hear him. It's Xeris HaKasas. I have no idea why Kichor v'niyah are not matame. I mean, I can tell you what Xeris HaKasas says. It is not the essence of the mace. It's an addition. The essence of the mace is his flesh, his blood, his bones, his saliva and mucus is something that develops in the person. It's not, what? I'm sorry?
Saliva and mucus are already separate. We know that from carrying on Shabbos.
Well, it depends on the degree. It's not so simple.
But that's what
depends. You can't say that as a general statement.
It would seem to me that's what it's talking about here. They're already separate, I think.
Well, no, it's not what it said.
No, blood's part of
the. I don't think it said that.
So it's separated.
Again, let me say my shot, and I'll stick with my shot. Saliva and mucus are things that come into the body. The belly might develop them. The essence of the body is bones, flesh, blood, sinews. Everything else is considered developed by a body, but not part of the essence of the body. That's what I'm saying. I know, but you were talking about a certain degree of saliva. And I'm saying any saliva, even if it's not the carrying of Shabbos issue.
I was just bringing that.
So we're saying the same thing. Okay. Zakdarash. Now, the reason this is an interesting Gemara, and that the Mepharshim have a problem with it, but that's the Rush's shot, is that the Gemara did a 180. It assumed that other things have the same outcome, and then answered, no, they don't. It's like the Gemara assumed something and asked a question, and Rabbi Yirmiyahu comes along and says, well, your assumption was all wrong, not in halacha, but in physical fact. It just won't happen. It's a very rare thing. I'm not saying it's impossible. Very rare to have a Gemara that the Gemara assumes a fact, a physical fact, and bases a question on a physical fact, and the answer is, oh, that physical fact is not true. Very rare that the Gemara does a 180 on a physical fact. The question was built on the fact that other things will also gel and other things will also bubble. And Rabbi Yirmiyahu's answer is, no, they won't. Usually, Gemaras don't start with an assumption of a physical fact. They can start with a halachic fact, but not with a physical fact, and then turn 180 and say, the physical fact you based your question on is just not true. Which is exactly the way the Russian types have learned this Gemara, which is a chiddush to have a Gemara that does that, but that's how they learn. Dr. Rush, Basar HaMeitz Nikras, Shini Muach HaBasar Tchila, first it disintegrated, or melted, Biyaka Hikris, then gelled. From Bayosher Siach, Bayosher Nimtza Eitzel HaMeitz, they found this liquid by the mace. The Eini Yedeya, we don't know, in Bamibasar HaMeitzu, is it the Basar HaMeitz, Aikichai B'niyai, or is it the saliva and the mucus? In Ma'ala Resichais, if it bubbles, Kishimasima Naisala are, when you put it on the fire, Biyadua, that tells me, Lehumi Basar HaMeitz. The Gemara's question is, Hey, Chidami, Basar HaMeitz, Ilo Yadin and Shababi Basar HaMeitz, he Karish my habit. If it gels, what is it? Hey, Chanazim Megaleachala, Misafik. It's still a doubt. Shama Mikicha Beniahu. It still might be from its saliva and mucus. So how can you make that assumption and have him bring karbonos? And take a haircut. He might still be an answer. Bidya dinan dididei shem b'sarimah. And if you know for a fact that it's from his buster, after the Lord Karesh Nami, so even if it didn't go. Am Reb Yirmiyah b'stam, yon shenimtza eitel hameis, v'yoduahu shabam min hameis. We know it came from the body. We just don't know what part of the body it came from, the essence of the body or the extras of the body. So it's interesting, again, as I pointed out, the Gemara knew this doubt to begin with and didn't think that we could prove it, and the Gemara's answer is, yes, we can. Okay, this is the way the Rush learned the Gemara. Right. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Yes, Nessel Behema, but a Nessel Behema. How about Nevela, a dead animal? The buster of Nevela is Matame. A guy touches or carries. Nevela is not Matame B'ayel. An animal dies in the room where a person is, it does not become Tame. But it's Matame by touch or by carrying it. How about if the animal's flesh disintegrated and gelled? Is that metame or not? Mi aminan, gemiri. I'm sorry?
By touch or ba'ohel, the question.
Again, nothing by the veil is metame ba'ohel. A tumas ayel is limited to tumas meis and sometimes metzaira. Nothing else is metame ba'ohel. No other tumah makes a person that's in the same room tumah, except tumas meis, and sometimes metzera. Nothing else. Nevela will never be metame b'ayel. Even if you touch the flesh of the nevela, it won't be metame b'ayel. Our question is, if you touch the netzel of the behema, do you become tumah? Is netzel halacha all tumas? Or is netzel reserved only for tumas meis? That's the Gemara's question. Yes, netzel behema. Is there the halacha of netzel by nevela, dead animals, that their liquid flesh that disintegrated turns into gel, or liquid that heats up, is metame? Aiduma. I'm sorry, mi aminan, do we say, the Bach adds the word ki gmiri netzel to us in the Adam. This halakha l'mayshim Sinai of netzel was only said by a person. Abda Asmi Behemaloi, Adama Laishna. Or it makes no difference. The Nessel was said to apply to everything. Everything that the flesh is Batame. I can't hear. Was there a question?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. So that's the question here. Is the question becomes whether the halacha l'maisha matina of netzel was universal. Everything that's buster is matame, it's netzel is matame. Or was it a special halacha l'maisha matina reserved for humans, not for animals? That's the question. Zach Darash. Yes, netzel l'behema. Buster neveilus nimuach. Mi matame b'maga b'masa elai. Is it matami by maga masa or not? Okay. Now, to understand the next Gemara, I must give a little bit of an introduction.
That the end of it?
The rule is, I'm sorry?
Is that the end of it? No answer?
I was going
to
answer.
Well, now we're going to start trying to give an answer. But I have to give an introduction so we can understand where we're coming from. The rule is that in the Vela that decomposes, is no longer Matame like in the Vela. Let me try to explain. The Torah wrote that a Nevela is ushered to eat, right? The Torah said, do not eat Nevela. Give it to a ger taishav. That's what it says. Give it to a ger taishav. That's what you should do with your Nevela. So we learn now that Nevela, so this is a Machlokes. Let me explain. At what point does the Nevela lose its name of Nevela? One Mandiyama says, once the Nevela becomes so disgusting that no human would eat it, it's no longer a Nevela. It won't be Matame, it's not a Nevela anymore. Nevela is only when it's edible. The minute the dead carcass becomes unedible, it's no longer in the Vela. That's what one Mandiyama says. Unedible by humans. One Mandiyama says that the minute the Vela becomes inedible, that's probably the right word, inedible by humans, it's no longer in the Vela. The other Mandiyama says no. Until it becomes inedible by dogs, it's considered in the Vela. So everybody agrees that at one point, the Vela is no longer in the Vela. The question is, what point does it have to get to? One Mandiyama says, the minute it's inedible by humans, it's no longer Nevela. So according to that Mandiyama, I don't have to ask this question about the Neto, it's inedible by humans, and therefore it's no longer Nevela, so the question is immaterial. It makes no difference, because it's not Nevela anyway, it's inedible by humans. But according to the Mandiyama that says as long as it's edible by dogs, it's Nevela, then the question is a valid question because netzo is edible by dogs. That's the Gemara is going to speak out. Again, I want to mention it again. There's a machloikis throughout Shas. When a nevela becomes inedible by humans, is it still a nevela? Or once it's inedible by humans, we consider it no longer a nevela. Now, it's still able to become tamei as a food as long as it's fit for dogs. But it's no longer Nevela, which means it wouldn't make a person tame. It would make, if a other tumma touched it, it would become tame food. And it would never become Nevela. The name Nevela would be gone as soon as it's inedible by humans. The other Mandiyama says, not true. It remains a Nevela until it's inedible by dogs. So now, that question of netzo can only be according to that one. According to the Mandiyama that says, that inedible by humans is no longer Nevela, so netzel is inedible by humans. So therefore, there goes Nevela, and it wouldn't be a question whether it's still Nevela or not, netzel, because it's not edible by humans anyway. That's what the Gemara is going to explain. Now, the Gemara's name for Nevela is called Tumah Hamura. Tumah Hamura means a higher level Tumah. It makes people Tameh. Tameh food is called Tumah Kala, a lower level of Tumah, because food that's Tameh, if your apple becomes Tameh, it doesn't make a person Tameh. If an Nevela touches a person, he becomes Tameh. If a Tameh apple touches a person, he doesn't become Tameh. So the question is, everybody agrees that this Nevela, even if it becomes inedible by humans, if it gets, if something else touched it that was Tameh, it would be considered Tameh food. It would be like a Tameh apple, till it becomes inedible by dogs. But the question becomes, is it still Nevela? The question of Netzo being a Nevela only applies if you hold that it's a Nevela when it's inedible by humans. That's what the Gemara is going to speak out. I hope I explained myself. Zakti the Gemara. I can't hear you.
What does a person do if he becomes Tomei from a Nevela?
Goes to the mikvah and he's Tomei till the night.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
It's a Tumah of one day. The only one that's more than one day, well, there's more, but the only one that a person can't take off is Manazeh, is Tumas Meis. Every other Tumah can be resolved. One goes to the mikvah, and one becomes Tumah that Tahar that night.
The people from is the...
One of, okay, I'm going to get it.
The people from
I'm
the...
I'm sorry?
The... People from the Chevra Kedusha, do they have toivel afterwards?
Again, it makes no difference because they became Tamei Meis. They need Paraduma. Again, Tumas Meis doesn't come off unless you sprinkle from Paraduma water. Therefore, anybody that ever touched the Meis or attended a funeral needs Paraduma water.
Right. So the Tumah, the Chamura from the Nevela, is that nowadays?
Yeah, but it makes no difference. It, who cares? You're Tamei anyway. Let me ask you a question. What difference does it make if you're Tamei or not?
Me, it doesn't make
to sense. You. It doesn't make a difference to me either. It doesn't apply today. We're all Tamei. We're all Tamei.
You don't bother trying to get rid of any tomb at all.
Some people do. People that are makpid on Tfilas Ezra, that when they have a relationship with their wife, they go to the mikvah, is because they want to be makpid on that tumah. There seems to be a reason to be makpid on tumas keri to make themselves tahar because of Ezra's takana, which I'm not getting involved now. We learned in Maseches Brachos. But except for that, there's no reason for you to take up tumah. No.
Okay.
It makes no difference. I'm sorry?
When people do Natilas after being metapel with a mace, is that they get rid of tumah?
No, they get the halacha of Natilas Yadayim. It's like a ruach ra, like you wash negavasser. Are you getting rid of tumah?
I thought it was a form
of tumah. It's like negavasser. What?
I thought of it always as a form of tumah.
Well, tumah is a very generic term. When one goes to a funeral, they wash their hands. They're not any more tahar than they were before, but they had a ruach ra on their hands. You want to call it tumah, call it tumah, but it's not any, you know what I mean, no practical difference.
Okay. Thank you.
We don't get rid of, we're all tumah. And we, again, Mashiach comes to make a paraduma, and then we'll get rid of our tumah. But till then, we're all tumah. We're all tumah. We can get rid of some tumahs. But it's not going to change the status that we're Tamei. You know, there are people that go to the mikvah every day, they get rid of all their tumas automatically because they go to the mikvah and then at night they're tahar. All they're left is the tumas made. But that's not the reason they go to the mikvah. Okay. This question only is applicable if one holds, I'm sorry, this question is not applicable if one holds Tumah Chamura Ad Leger, that the strict Tumah of Nevela depends on it being fit for a ger. Because the pasuk says, don't eat Nevela, give it to a ger. It doesn't mean a real ger. It means a ger taishav, a half a guy who keeps seven mitzvahs. Give it to the guy who keeps seven mitzvahs. Called a ger taishav. So fine. So as long as it's edible by him, it's called Nevela. But Tumakala Avakelav, but it still retains the status of food as long as it's edible by a dog. Stop here. So there's no question. Nestle is inedible by a person. But according to the Mandama that says that strict Tumah is still it's edible by a dog, it remains in the Vela. So now Nestle is a legitimate question. So what's the din? What is the din? Is there Nestle or is there not Nestle? The rest. Tumah Chamura, Tumas Nevelus, Latame Ozim Vekalim, Ad Lager, Atsiti Pasel Meachilus Ager, until it becomes inedible by a ger. Genema Lager Shabisharecha Titnana, give it to a ger. So we learn now, Kuruya Lager, if it's fit to be consumed by a ger, Kuya Nevela. She ain't a Ruya Lager, ain't a Kuya Nevela. But if it's not fit to be consumed by a ger, it's not called Nevela anymore. Tumakala, Kloimar. Levatma mitaris eichel. Light tuma means to remove its status of food. Shimtiga b'sheretz, if it touches a dead sheretz, like the kabel tuma, it won't get tuma. Achar shenifsal miachila sager ad lekelav. It still gets tume, even though it's no longer edible by humans, till it becomes inedible by dogs. Kol zeman shuruya lekelav, tairis eichel yesher lehel. Any food item is called food as long as the dog will eat it. A mekabelus tuma. The chain din kol eichel. This is true by every food. By the way, chametz and Pesach, right, when they talk about different things, whether it's usher for chametz, the question they always ask is, will a dog eat it? If a dog won't eat it, it's not chametz anymore. This is, they talk about, I'm not going to pop, this is not a sock what I'm saying. But let's say you have a shampoo that has a chametz ingredient. Will dogs drink shampoo? If they will, so then you have to deal with the chametz ingredient. If they won't, then it's not a question. And I'm not here to say whether they will or won't. That's not the point. The same thing is true with all things that have chametz mixed into them. The question that's always asked, do you have to put it aside? Or do we say a dog would never eat it anyway, so it's not food? But that's not, I just brought that as a, just to show you where it pertains to us. Shapir, l'didei vada ein netzel l'behema. According to that opinion, there is no netzel l'behema because the kvadipso machilus hager, no ger would ever touch it. Kishinimuach, when it disintegrated. Elo l'man v'yamar tumach hamur ad l'kelev, mai. Mihavi t'baser shadayin haviroin l'kelev. Is it like baser or not? That's the shayla of the Gemara. So the Gemara doesn't answer the shayla yet. But that's the Gemara's explaining. Our question whether there is a nestle to animals or not depends on when the Nevela name goes off. If the Nevela name goes off as soon as it's inedible by humans, then we have no question about nestle. Nestle is inedible by humans. If the Nevela name doesn't go off till it's inedible by dogs, now we have a question. Nestle is edible by dogs. Therefore, is there nestle? Or do we say nestle is no longer Nevela because it decomposed? And it recomposed as a gel. That's the Gemara Shaila. Continue Meir Shem tomorrow. I hope to be there in person. Meir Shem.